close to meeting, Angela Heaven, Lee, and Chris Emmerich.
Yes.
Okay, we have a quorum. Who's the public?
Brenda. Nikki.
In Sandpoint.
I never heard Nikki on assembly.
On the agenda, we haven't, of course, adopted yet. But shouldn't we ask
she
before we adopt it?
She just never.
No, Chris is.
Chris is. Okay.
Rick's replacement or not. This is last meeting.
Well,
and also because by ordinance, the assembly has to confirm if there is an appointment. Is it appropriate to put this on this agenda, or where are we in that process?
Well, I was trying to establish a quorum in the public before we did a roll call.
It's after the agenda, of course.
Yeah. Well, I was going to get to that. We'll do that, but I just want to get to find out who the public is in the area, and then we can get on with the business of the day. Who's in Sandpoint with you, Carol?
Go ahead, Carol.
There's Don Eubank, Brenda, myself, Dave from the school district, and Marissa from KSDP. You're being recorded.
Okay. King Cove, who's all there with you, Chris?
Just me and Roxanne Stanley.
Okay. Chris Embridge, who's with you in Falls Pass?
This is me.
Okay. No one in Nacogdoches? No one in Cold Bay? No one in Nelson Lagoon. Anchorage, we have Charlotte, Laura, Andy Barney, Mary Teshi, Ernie Weiss, Annie Bailey, and Rick. All right. We have a quorum established. The adoption of the agenda. Mr. Carl, you had mentioned about the appointment. I can give you the full report on that at the. We can place that under reports and updates. I can certainly do that. I will do that. Reports and update as to where we are in the selection process.
Because, of course, as you may have just made an inquiry, if you do make an appointment, the assembly is required to
move to contract.
Yes, that's correct. That's right. So I don't know if there's any action at this meeting.
I will bring you up to date on that on the reports and updates. How's that?
Well, you can't take action.
Well, you can't. That's correct. It's not part of the agenda at this point in time, so it will be on the next agenda next month. How's that? I'll give you the update on that. Okay, the adoption of the agenda. I need a motion to adopt.
So moved. This is Brenda.
This is Chris Babcock. I make a first.
Thanks, Chris. I need a second.
Second.
Thanks, Ken. Any objections? Hearing none, the agenda has been adopted. The roll call of the We got that done with. The public comments on the agenda item? Hearing none.
We just leave it on.
We'll go to item 4, the minutes of the May 1st assembly meeting. Motion to approve.
Motion to approve. This is Brenda.
Need a second?
Second. This is Brenda.
Thank you, Brenda. Questions, comments regarding the minutes of the last meeting?
This is Chris Babcock. I just want to thank Tina for the minutes that she does. I mean, when you read them, it's just exactly like you're there. So awesome job on writing up the minutes. Thank you for that.
Oh, she didn't add that last phrase you made at the meeting, Chris. So. Just kidding. Thank you, Tina. You're making her blush here. Paul.
Yeah, just to clarify, during the workshop, we talked about the doctor of incompatibility, but I just wanted to point out on top of page 4 where it says that I supported an ordinance, and that was kind of the origin of it. Just to clarify that, just in a minute. Thank you.
Thank you. regarding the minutes. Hearing none, any objections to the motion to accept the minutes? Hearing none, minutes have been approved and submitted. The financial reports are in your packet. We discussed them at the workshop, both in March, February and March. Can I get a motion to accept?
This
motion.
Is
Warren.
Second,
motion
Brenda.
By Warren. Is there a second?
Second by Brenda.
Any further comments on the financial report? Paul?
Earlier we had a nice discussion about it, and I just, you know, Rick is leaving, apparently, I think. We'll find out later on the agenda. And but I just wanted to check with Roxanne, make sure she knows the exact date Rick's leaving, in case she, there's always some things to review, and I know she's probably already doing that all the time, but it's an important time when we kind of look at new numbers from a different person's perspective on it, and I'm sure Roxanne is on top of everything like she always is. So that's all. Thanks.
Further comments on the financial reports? Call the roll, Tina.
Ken?
Yes.
Chris Babcock?
Yes.
Alvin?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Point of order, which
post?
Voting on both, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes on both. Thank you.
Carol.
Yes.
Brenda.
Yes.
Sandwich.
Yes.
Motion carries. The investment report. Any questions, comments regarding the investment report? I haven't seen it in the workshop. I just assume that everybody's okay with it. On the consent agenda, we have two resolutions. One, Resolution 1720, recognizing Rectory's service, and 1721, approving the housekeeping. Paul?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Before moving the consent agenda, I think it's more than appropriate that someone reads this resolution, 917-20, about Rectory, so we kind of remember his name a little bit. See if it's all kind of straight up.
Well,
just like it says. I think it's appropriate to read it.
Okay. Who was that guy? Well, it was a resolution recognizing him. Read the resolution. The resolution is recognizing Rick Gifford, spelled for his dedicated service to the Aleutians East Borough and citizens of the Aleutians East Borough communities. Whereas Rick Gifford has worked in government since 1980, years ago, working for the Bristol Bay Borough, City of St. Paul, Seward, Kodiak, Island Borough, and the Aleutians East Borough. Were there any other ones in there?
No.
Okay. Whereas Rick Gifford has served the Aleutians East Borough as the Borough Administrator since June 25th, 2012, and whereas his diversity of experience and perspectives has been an invaluable asset to his enriched and has enriched the lives of the Aleutians East Borough residents, and whereas Rick Gifford will be retiring from the Aleutians East Borough on April 28, 2017, and whereas the Aleutians East Borough wishes him and his family the best of his new endeavors, now therefore be it resolved by the Aleutians East Borough Assembly, recognizes Rick Gifford for his years of service and dedication to the people of the Aleutians East Borough. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
Awesome. Your second. Second. Thank you. Questions on the resolutions? Hearing none, call the roll, Tina.
Forrest.
Yes.
Alvin.
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Chris Babcock?
Yes.
Paul Grenholz?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Yes.
Chris Emmerich?
Yes. Well, I would like to say, I have enjoyed working here. I'm glad to have worked with professional staff, and everybody has worked really well with me. I enjoyed working with the mayor, the assembly, and the community. I enjoy going out there and seeing what's happening and what's going on. This is a very progressive borough. You've got a lot going on, and I think as long as the fishing economy stays good, you can weather the storm that the state's having, and I wish you all good luck. But thank you very much.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it. Okay, we've got the ordinances coming before us. The ordinance 1705 adopting the operating and capital budget for FY18. First reading, motion to get it on the floor.
Make a motion, Warren.
Thank you, Warren. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, this constitutes the first reading. We'll need a public hearing for this one. The next meeting will be in May, regular schedule. Pardon me. We'll call. Yes. And that one will have the final reading and public hearing. So I need a roll call to adopt this.
Carol.
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Chris Babcock?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Alvin?
Yes.
Chris Emmerich?
Yes.
Motion carries. The next reading of Ordinance 1705 will be on the next regular scheduled meeting and public hearing. Ordinance 1706, enacting the Borough Code Section 4.12.070, prohibitions. I need a motion to get on the floor. Paul?
Mr. Mayor, I move Ordinance 1706.
Is there a second?
I'll second it because I think there needs to be more discussion on this.
Okay. For the discussion. Paul?
Mr. Mayor, yes, of course, this is the first reading, and as we talked about during the workshop, and there are different ways of skinning the cat on this, and this is one way of making it crystal clear what's allowed and not allowed in the borough. I think it's more than appropriate that when we have a second reading that passes. However, if there are different ideas, I'm open to looking at those too, but it definitely warrants a good discussion. And I'm not sure when our meeting is in May, but if we have a little time, and if that's a little rushing it for some people, I certainly would object to having a second reading the meeting after that, even if, just to give people more time to feel comfortable with what they feel like can do or can't do. And thank you.
Your next scheduled meeting is May 11th. That's on the calendar, the second Tuesday or Thursday of May. And that would be telephonically. But it has to pass this muster here first today. So any other comments, questions regarding the ordinance discussion? Alvin?
Yeah, as the second, I think, I hope the assembly moves it to a second hearing, and I think a lot of the concerns that some of the people have in the communities, I think we should take a good look at from the idea of what's right, what's ethical, and maybe we'll come up with some ideas different than what's in the written ordinance right now. So, but I think there's things that we could look at basically to make, you know, the guy on the street or even other assembly members feel a little bit more comfortable with the who sits on the assembly and who sits on the other board. So I think there should be more discussion, so one way or the other it just gets put to rest. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other have comments regarding the report?
Brenda?
No.
Errol?
Yes.
Ken?
No.
Chris? Epcot?
No.
Warren?
No.
Alvin?
Yes.
Chris Emmerich?
No.
Motion fails. Don't have any other resolutions. Don't have any old business. The new business we discussed in the workshop was a donation request for the FE Destination Fund, and it's been discussed. We can either do it either through the donation fund and or through our contingency fund.
Okay, something fell out of the back.
What would be the wishes of the assembly? Either way, it's simple.
I'd rather see it come out of our... This is Carol. I'd rather see it come out of our miscellaneous fund or...
I got Paul on here.
Okay, sorry.
Wait, Paul.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'd rather comment on the procedure right now rather than the subject of the request, but I know we have this donation policy in place, which seems like we do try to go around it sometimes, and that's, I would rather strictly view how we handle these requests, but and so there, that's why I'm kind of arguing for a decision in May, because by our policy it states clearly in May, and we don't have a memo. We have the donation policy for request, but we don't have a memo from the administration saying in writing we're supporting it for these reasons, and here's how the money gets dispersed. Just kind of black and white, just to make it easy. And so I think do good borough policy, following it and making a decision at our next meeting is in order. Thank you.
Well, it was a request by an assembly member that we donate to this cause. Therefore, we were charged with the obligation to make that donation, and we came up with the figure administratively, $2,500, to go to that fund. And the question before you today is, do you want it to come out of the donation fund, as was described by Rick, with the total amount in it, or the contingency fund? Either way works very well.
Mr. Mayor,
we have a policy on how it's going, but when we're charged with the duty of making that or honoring that request, then it's a question of where do we want to come from. We can do either of them. Carol, did you have a comment on that?
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have used the word donation. Maybe I should have used, can we please give to the families? Donation was probably a bad word, because it sounds like it's stirring up some stuff. If we have miscellaneous money, I would leave the donation fund alone and just go ahead and give them the miscellaneous. I mean, we got a fund balance, it seems to have money taken out of it all the time for great big projects. So let's scratch the word donation and say give to the families of. That's all I have to say.
Well, Carol, I follow you 100%, but this will be a donation to a particular fund, and they just push it however they feel necessary. So what I'm looking for right now is a motion as to what fund you want to take the money out of.
Okay, this is Carol. I'll make a motion.
Hold on, Carol. I got Alvin.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, we're pretty rigid on, like, when people come forward and ask for donations in the past. So anyway, yeah, I'd make my motion that it comes out of
contingency. So there's a motion on the floor that the money comes out of the contingency fund. That's what he said. Helping make motion.
He was rambling along, but it was a motion. Yeah.
He said it at the last moment. Okay, is there a second? I need a second.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Warren.
I make a motion that increases the amount to $3,000.
There's a motion on the floor.
But he can amend it.
Yeah, well,
and he has, we have
math. Six crew members divided by 25, but that doesn't have to.
Okay, so.
Can we amend it?
To you can make an motion to amend if you'd like.
Can I?
Or a friendly amendment.
Either way, you still have to vote on the amendment, no matter how you cut it. Okay. So that's a motion.
It's an amendment.
Amendment to the motion.
The motion to make it 3,000.
I need a second. Thanks, Warren. Everyone hear the motion?
Noel, can you repeat it?
We are voting on the amendment to the first motion, and that's to increase the amount of money that we're going to be donating to the MFB Destination Fund for $3,000. That would be an amendment to the main motion. Questions? Hearing none. Call the roll.
Chris Babcock.
Yes.
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes. Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Alvin?
Yes. On the amendment?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Ken?
Yes.
Chris Emmerich?
Yes.
Motion carries. Main motion states $3,000 will be coming out of the contingency fund. Right?
Miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous
better.
Yeah, miscellaneous. Okay.
That's the mayor's
question. No, that's
it.
Clerks.
Right.
She put it all in the finance director. We'll find it somewhere. All right. Motion on the floor. Call the roll, Kenneth.
Carol.
Yes.
Alvin.
Yeah.
Warren.
Yes.
Ken.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Brenda.
Yes.
Chris Babcock.
Yes.
Chris Emmerich.
Yes.
Motion carries. Includes a new business, reports and updates. At this point in time, there was a request, Assemblymember Van Holt, that we identify the administrator for the borough, and after going through the applications with the outgoing administrator, we've come down to two candidates, one Andy Barney and the other Annie Bailey. After discussion and meeting with both interviews, came to the conclusion that Danny Bailey would be the administrator for the OC Borough. We are putting together a contract which will be brought before you at the next regular meeting for approval. We're putting in the terms of the contract and also the financial package. In discussing the position with Ms. Bailey, she agrees with the proposed terms of the contract and the position. She accepts it.
Mayor, of course, as we talked about a little earlier, Borough confirms any appointment you make, but I just had a question on procedure. Like, if you present a contract with her for us to confirm next month, and for some reason we disagree with salary or the timing of the contract, you know, because we talked about mayoral election coming up in October, do we have any say on the terms of the contract, or we just have a general say yes or no, or how would that work? Now, I'm trying to read into the future a little bit while we're on the side.
Pretty much it's just procedural. She works directly for the mayor, and that's my duty to hire the administrator.
Do we have to say on the terms of the contract and/or salary? That part of our job, I don't know if it is. The ordinance is really short. For those of you who looked at it in detail, it just says confirm pretty much. So I don't know what we can or can't do. I guess we can talk about it next meeting, too, when it comes out. But just a couple questions I have is all. By the way, I like Abby. And everybody likes her. That's a problem. Everybody likes Abby.
Annie is a busy girl. She needs the next position could be that she'd have to work at getting a assistant to fill that slot. That position has already been established, and the base salary has been also established by the company. Assembly comments. Reports and updates were in your packet. Any questions regarding your reports? Paul?
Well, just a quick question. No, Ernie is here. He was working on the UCEDA Cook Inlet SAM proposal. Some people might not have had a chance to get up to speed. They know he can do it in 25 words or less on what we're doing to protect the little fishery we have as part of it, which is from Sanac to Cape Lipsky. I think it's good to hear it again.
Go ahead, Ernie.
So you see they've pulled up, Ernie Weiss, which was for Natural Resources, a lawsuit against the federal government, NEMPS, because they delegated certain pieces of the fishery that are outside of state waters, including ours, with Cook Inlet, including around Cordova, and they won. There's probably no risk of us losing state management for this year. At the last council meeting, they started the process to redo, to make that process legal, and we're following it. CAMP, for the first time, came to the council meetings, and so they'll be following it. The state has taken it to the Supreme Court, and there's a comment period by May 1st for the parties, and we've already said that if that is accepted, I think we will join as an amicus. But it doesn't look like there's any threat at this time for this year for this fishery. If we don't rely on it as much as Cook Inlet or Cordova, it's not a big deal for us. But we're fine.
Thank you, Ernie. Just a quick one. I did not. An appointment to the Transportation Board for the Alaska Maine Ferry.
The Marine Transportation Advisory Board.
You heard about that, Tina?
It's something new.
Well, it's new to me.
Margaret was on it, but she's now taking a state position, so that position is vacant. So if there's anybody that's interested in it.
However, there are two separate committees. One is that MTAP committee, which has been around a long time, and Shirley was a part of it. And then Southeast Conference has put together this ferry committee on restructuring the whole ferry system. And I believe Swansea's part of that, too, and they're just floating ideas. At the Swansea meeting, most of you remember when the gentleman from Southeast Conference talked about it, and they're trying to get everybody aboard their proposal to make it a public corporation of some kind. They appeal, that's the best way to go, but that's a separate committee, but it's just as important.
Well, the reason
if somebody's interested from the borough or the assembly or that, then they should get the name in.
There is a name already been selected, and I had not known about this being up for grabs or someone wanted to sit on it. Did not receive any material on this regarding the appointment of this person. So I thought it would be good to throw it out here and see if there were any interested people ready to sit on that board, because they do manage, I guess, the entire state ferry system. Whatever happened there, the name that was submitted was Amy Eubanks for the Ottawa area. Now, I did not know there was a selection process, but if there are names out there or people out there that would like to serve on that, we can certainly submit that to Bryce's office and find out. I am intending on calling Bryce tomorrow and find out if there is more time left that we could submit other names if there's interested parties in sitting on that committee. If not, then Amy's name is going in as our representative.
Of course, Paul. One of the interesting things is Shirley's new job is boards and commissions. So she gets to review whoever gets nominated and recommend them to the governor. Shirley ain't gone away. That's what you were saying. Shirley.
But anyway, that's something to think about. And if anyone has got any names, push them forward. And we'll do everything we can to support them. But at this point, Amy has been nominated, I guess, as...
Well, she's put her name in.
And okay. Yeah. That's on there. So, think about it. Public comments. It's really quiet. Ernie.
Mayor, it's been a real pleasure working with Rick. He's called us professional. He's more than professional and a good boss. Wasn't my boss, but a good colleague, and I wish him well.
Andy?
Yeah, same, and congratulations.
Next meeting? On the 11th. Paul?
Just a quick question on that. That's pretty early. What day is it today? Freshman memory.
20.
Well, you had 3 weeks. So hopefully that's...
We're following the calendar.
That's the schedule. I know. This one is on time.
Glad you said that, Alvin.
We got to get back on schedule. Otherwise, well, this one's 4 weeks off. I'm the schedule.
Well, what happened before was we were banging up against a bunch of other stuff, so we had to change. But we're flexible. I think we should try to stick to our schedule, as Alvin said, so that everyone plans their meeting time. That always works good. If you can't make it, you can always... It's going to be telephonically anyway.
Be on the 11th. That's the day before graduation here in King Cove.
The 12th.
Sorry, Chris.
I know what graduation is. I have a son graduating. I just was wanting to know what time were we looking on the 11th?
Same time.
Same time.
Okay, thank you.
put in a quick plug because I have no shame, but I'll be personally looking to maybe tweak the budget a little bit. If anybody else has any great ideas, I'll help them tweak the budget if they think that's kind of our job to tweak the budget. There's somebody with ideas.
We balanced it.
I'll certainly talk. Pardon?
We balanced the budget.
Sure, that's an important part doing it too.
We have reserve.
Yes, that's correct.
What can you ask for?
Yeah. You do a great job, by the way. Did I tell you that? Yeah. But if anybody has the ideas, just be glad to talk to anybody here. I'm sure everybody else will too. Thank you.
So it's scheduled for the 12th or 11th. And Chris, graduation is on the 12th, you say?
I'm pretty sure. I think it was a Friday. I think it was the 12th.
Okay, this is going to be telephonically anyway.
Yeah, no, this will work, Stanley.
Okay.
Running out of kids yet, Chris? Give you some more.
All right. That concludes our name, folks. We did good. 40 minutes.
Okay, sure.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I need one.
No objections. Thank you, guys. Thank you, girls.
Oh, wow. Well. When's our little soiree?